What's going on, good people? If y'all don't know what this is, it's GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. It's been a while since the last podcast, January 31st to be exact. I wanted to retouch on the subject of mental health, and I wanted to shine a light on DHS and the lack of attention they are paying to people that are in the shelter. It appears to me that DHS is not screening these people properly. They're not doing a individual screening and psych eval like they're supposed to be doing, or I imagine they're supposed to be doing. And they're mixing regular society people in the shelter with clients who clearly need to be in some sort of mental institution or on some sort of medication. There are shelters out there, the shelter that I work in, for example, that have clients that need to be diagnosed, and they are not making any effort to get a nurse on site to get these people hospitalized and checked out. And it's kind of scary to work in an environment like that, let alone live in an environment like that, because I can't imagine being a working client trying to get Section 8 or some kind of program to get an apartment, and right in the next bed in the same room as you, you have a mental patient who could wake up at any time of the night or do anything during the day, you know, and hurt someone. I had an incident today where a client was completely out of control. Completely out of control. And again, DHS is doing nothing to rectify this situation. They've come on many visits to the shelter and they've done nothing to fix the situation. They've done nothing to help. I don't know what they come to and inspect. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand why DHS isn't screening these individuals properly. These clients need to be diagnosed. Mental health is important. Not just for unstable clients, but for stable people, for regular people. We need to keep our frame of mind. We need to be on our toes. I mean, keep your head on a swivel. Even on the trains, there was an incident on the train the other day, although there was about to be an incident, where I was coming from class, and there was an individual right across from me, sitting right across from me, who looked suspicious, who had a suspicious body movements to him. So, of course, a homeless person, drunk and disorderly, was making trouble, and lo and behold, that individual across from me had a razor in his pocket. He was on the train hunting. He was hunting for a victim. Luckily, nothing happened. They both managed to just get off of the train. But this is what is amongst us while we're coming from work. People that got blades in their pockets, people that are out to hurt you. I was seconds probably from being slashed in the face from the individual sitting across from me, and I wouldn't have had no idea. But I had a hunch that something was wrong with that person. And through the crazy turn of events that happened, it's turned out that he did have a weapon on him and was looking to do something to somebody, to hurt somebody. This is what's amongst us while we go to work, while we pick up our children, while we are walking the streets, minding our own business. There are individuals that look suspicious out there, and we have to be more careful. But I'm not here to take up too much of y'all time I'm just here to put, you know, let y'all know what's on my mind. If y'all feel some type of way, let me know. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Lakeem Tyson. Look me up. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.